This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Hour 2 with Todd Cuda and myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 4th of February, if I didn't tell you already. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234. Or if you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. For those of you who are listening to our show either on the podcast, you can go to the major podcast and type in Radio Law Talk, and we're on there. Spotify, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. iHeart, I believe we're on iHeart. We're on a number of them. So, but you can also go to RadioLawTalk.com and go to where it says the prior shows, and you can type in Johnny Depp, and it'll pop up all the Johnny Depp ones, the shows we talked about Johnny Depp, or the lawsuit from Johnny Depp, the Amber Heard, which thinking back, it's like just days ago that happened, but wow, was that a lot of fun. That one was, boy, that gave us a lot of good radio. But we've got good radio today because we're going to talk about lawyers quitting in the Mosby case. We'll talk about who Mosby is, hazing lawsuit. Gender reveal case is so interesting. We're going to discuss what's going on in a prosecution of a gender reveal case and the interesting side notes about that. Alice Evans, who is she, and why is there a possible arrest out? And I'm going to throw out a couple of explanations. And a Microsoft executive murder, we're going to discuss that a little bit. And then we've got probably 10 other topics and cases that are going on that we're going to talk about. There's just so much going on this time. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. Look, we're just here to kind of entertain you and have fun and yet talk about some cases. But don't take us too serious. Unless, where, Todd?
Well, unless you are around the dinner table, holiday time, and with family and friends, and somebody happens to say, make this infamous reference. You know, they say, it's always that they did say, they did a study, they say. You hear that? Well, now you can quote Radio Law Talk to counter whatever it is they may have said.
It's like the first hour we discussed with the Murdoch case. You open the door when you say, they say. When someone says, they say. And now you can quote Radio Law Talk.
You know, and maybe if you really want to have fun, when somebody says that, you turn to the person seated at the head of the table presiding over the day. May we have a sidebar, Dad, please? I believe they've opened the door. Can I now go ahead and talk about this? It will be granted. And then let the fun ensue.
Radio Law Talk.
Guilty.
Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving. Let's talk about religion and politics. How could that possibly go wrong?
And Radio Law Talk.
And Radio Law Talk.
All right, Cal.
Yeah.
Everybody comes here for one reason.
How about we talk about this? Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And now, Case or No Case. To Paris, France we go, where there have been large protests because France is going broke and wanted to raise retirement ages to save some money from 62 to 64 or something like that. Well, a French engineer, age 26, named Ivan, was there along with other protesters. In the course of the violence, a policeman wielding a truncheon, a short club, hit him below the belt and injured a key portion of Ivan's man bits. Since he had a spare, doctors had to remove one of them. More than 1 million people marched in cities around France, with the incident occurring during a spurt of violence, otherwise mostly peaceful marches, until that. And for the record, most of them made it out with their bits whole, but Ivan did not. He claimed he was knocked to the ground by the officer while taking photos during another confrontation. Another cop charged Ivan, planted his club right in the in the groin. Footage of the incident circulated on social media, French TV over the weekend, appearing to confirm Ivan's description of the events. Although his voice was a little higher when he talked about it. Outrage over the incident grew, and Ivan was not arrested, nor was the cop. But he was hurt, and now wants to know if he has a case or no case against the policeman who truncheoned him in the bits, or batoned him in the boy bits, if you will. So, Todd Kunin,
no,
does he have a case?
Me.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I thought we... Okay. So, Fred.
Yes.
Do we have a case or no case?
Yeah, like, I'm glad I'm starting out on this one. Now, was the man bit similar to the grape nuts? Is that the same thing?
You could say yes without the yes. Although his grapes were squished, you could say. At any rate, yeah. It was a, it's not, it's funny to think about if it's someone else.
I didn't make no wine.
Oh, that's not funny, but, you know, they're going to, we're going to get hammered on this one because
I get it hammered.
We're making fun.
We're hitting below the belt. Wait a minute. Okay.
We are doing a lot of man bit grape nuts things, and we shouldn't be talking about it. But Denise isn't here to counteract our foolishness. But let me tell you this. This is a case, Cal. This is an actual case, and he did bring the lawsuit. And or it's, I'm going to say one of two things. That's why I think it's still pending, but I don't know that they've in France, and I'll tell you why they're losing money, but I'm not going to give my opinion on the air because it's nobody's business and nobody really cares what my opinion is about why France is losing its money. First of all, they need Inspector Clouseau to come help. He'll take care of whatever's going on.
Does your dog bit?
Hey, he bit me. That's not my dog.
Cato?
Yeah.
That's how you fool.
You want to hear something really sad? My 5-year-old grandson watches. He loves Inspector Clouseau. And I'm not talking like he likes the old Pink Panther.
Yeah, Steve Martin one's lousy.
Well, actually, Steve Martin one's great. That's the one he likes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But he actually watched the original Pink Panther cartoons he watched, and he loves them.
Yeah.
And it's such wonderful young children, impressionable children, helps them out so much what's going on with the, with all the, you know, anyway, I digress. Yes, it's a case. Man bits and grape nuts wins.
Okay, Todd Kunin, what say you about this matter of the truncheon in the trunks?
There I was, minding my own business, taking pictures.
Brokenhearted.
Yes. The lawsuit of the newly adopted moniker Lefty versus Superior Court. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I want to know if I have a case. You know, Cal.
Yeah. Do you think he's not? I'm not going to say it.
I'm going to stick with what I did in the first hour, and Fred may get points, and we'll tie up. But I'm gonna go no case on this one. Maybe unfortunately a true scenario. I'm certain his defense is, look, I was looking for the place in France where certain ladies dance, and there was no hole in the wall. But hearkening back to certain
things,
somebody's calling in. Ivan's got a bone to pick with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no case.
Okay. No. France calling us. France. This is no fun. You're making fun of our people with grape nuts. It's Kellogg's calling. Or whoever owns grape nuts. No, that's Post. Post owns grape nuts.
They do.
Battle Creek, Michigan, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, okay, we got it. So, I say it's a case, and Mr. Grape Nuts wins.
And Todd says...
I say no case.
And I say either it's still pending, Cal, or he wins.
Okay.
And so that's, you know, because I don't know what's going on. But I'll probably lose, but I don't really care. I think that's a great one. I'm glad you brought that one up.
You realize that
about man bits.
Moving forward, every time Ivan goes to play sports, he'll always be able to legitimately say the phrase, I'm just going to take my ball and go home.
Oh, now so, wait a minute.
Wait, what are you doing? This is real radio.
Basketball. Baseball. You know what it is.
Oh, my heavens. We'll be back after this.
We'll be back.
Cal's our insurance up. We pay it all.
Well, we'll find out in a minute. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit right here. You stay there, and the show will continue. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
views and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick
Quack. Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is no fun. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
No, actually, this is fun, Cal. This is a fun one we're going on. So, the missing man bit, or man bit injury. What's the say you about the case or no?
Well, you want to know what? Okay, okay.
Tell me what happened.
Right. I didn't tell you that. First off, Keith is calling from Alaska. Maybe we can talk to him in a minute.
Keith. Well, we can talk to him later about. Is it about man bits?
No, it's not about. I don't know what it's about. I didn't get time to find out. But he told me that he's standing in waist deep snow. So that would be about frozen man bits, I would think.
Would you stop the man?
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. Now. To Paris, France, Mr. Ivan's lawyer's name was Lucy Simon.
Okay.
And Lucy Simon said that a legal complaint was filed for willful violence by a person holding public authority, resulting in mutilation. So, case filed, outcome as of yet
unknown. Was right.
And that is 2 points for Fred Penny.
Pat, I nailed it, Cal.
Is it
2 points? Because it's unknown. Or I said,
either he wins or it's unknown. You called unknown.
I nailed it right there.
That's good enough.
What do people like? Does he want to talk Alaska about the, I bet you know what I think he wants to talk about, Cal? I think he wants to talk about me saying, I'm staying in California and paying the higher taxes because I'm in shorts and my friends are not in shorts.
We can ask, can you hear us? Go ahead. Hi. Maybe he gave up on me.
Alaska's
a pretty expensive call there.
Well, he can call in later. Yeah. But anyway, here's the deal, Cal. We're going to talk a little bit about Mosby. Mrs. Mosby. Who is Mosby? Mrs. Mosby is the former Attorney General in the state of, Maryland.
Maryland.
And she's out of Baltimore. And the kind of the weird thing to me is she's being prosecuted for perjury in filing, I want to say it right, filing, I'm not reading from my notes, I'm thinking off the top of my head, filing something that says that she was not able to make, she lost money during COVID and therefore was able to take some money out of her retirement to use it, and therefore that was improper, and she used it for buying some houses, apparently, they said.
And also alleged making false statements in the application
to the mortgage.
The mortgage application to purchase the homes.
But again, I'm not saying I'm not sticking up for her. I have no sides. I'm on this. It's like, and again, you break the law, but I'm like, okay, really? I mean, that she said she lost money during COVID, which a lot of people did lose money during COVID, because apparently she had, again, I'm not on her side, but apparently if this is true, she had a speaking engagement company where she'd go around on speaking engagements and lost money from that, right? Okay, so how is that perjury if she could have lost some money? I bet it's going to be pretty easy to show that you could lose some money during COVID, because I really don't know anyone that didn't lose money. And I know a lot of business people, and it was rough on a lot of people. And so they're saying that she didn't lose money, and or at least arguing that, and that she wasn't truthful on her mortgage application. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just pausing, but really, can we take care of some murderers right now? But anyway, she's in a high place, and the issue is she has a set of lawyers. Now, a number of these lawyers, now she's African-American woman, and a number of her lawyers are doing this pro bono and helping her out, and one of them is a professor at, professor at one of the Howard University School of Law, and what has happened is apparently her attorney and the law firm, which has multiple lawyers working on it, the attorney after some rulings came out and allegedly stated some improper things, bringing up facts that were not supposed to be brought out about the jury and about whatever the jury's individuals answered in their questionnaires, etc. And he cursed and said a curse word or curse words. Therefore, the judge may said, we're going to have a hearing to see if I hold you in contempt of court for doing those improper things. Okay? So far, you got it laid out. Very, very interesting how I laid out, but so far we laid it out. The second thing that happens is then the attorney says, well, and by the way, this is the third continuance, we're backing out then, if because there's a conflict. Now, if the judge says there could be some charges against the lawyers for, doing what he did, there's a conflict. And therefore, the attorney and all the other attorneys are now saying, we are stepping away from the case, which the prosecutors don't want. Why, Todd? This is the third or fourth time it's been continued.
They want to get this thing done. People don't realize the amount of work it takes to get coordinate witness schedules and all of these things once a case gets set for trial. And they've got their trial date. Everybody's ready to go. And now you want a continuance?
Yeah. It's funny because we note down that this is a pro bono case, which means it's they're doing it for free. I always put that. And then now here's this lawyer, going to be possibly sanctioned, or the judge is coming down threatening them with criminal contempt of court. I put, no good deed goes unpunished. It's just like, man alive, you do the pro, sometimes you do pro bono stuff, and those are the most difficult ones. But apparently, for using profanity and disclosing confidential juror responses, they're stepping out. Now, that's the latest. And prosecution saying, no, you can get rid of him, but keep the rest of the team. They're like, wait a minute. Of course we're not going to keep the rest of the team because we're all part of the same firm.
Yeah, and the judge is saying, well, look, we still have to hold this hearing on this contempt. Well, if those other people in the same firm are potential witnesses in that contempt hearing, that's going to put them right at odds with the person they're representing. We have to let them out now.
Right. So guess what? It just came down. The judge did side with them and said, the lawyers, and said, you're all released and they're all gone. And they, what they did is they assigned the federal public defender.
That's right.
To defend her. And now, that's going up. So anyway, wow, that was an interesting, one that, I think we're going to follow and find out what's going on. But, man alive, you do this for free. You try to help people out. And next thing you know, you're in contempt of court. And you're like, I got to get out of this thing. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the hazing lawsuits. We got a gender reveal case. It was probably one of the most interesting gender reveal cases you've ever heard. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560.
USA News update. Some 15 million people across the Northeast are under wind chill warnings. The air is so bitterly cold it could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. in Buffalo, where a blizzard killed 40 people late last year. Mayor Byron Brown says the city is preparing.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
The wind chill is said to be as cold as 32 below zero. The National Weather Service is warning of those sub-freezing temperatures.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the Northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
And I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Is this real life? Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Am I doing a good job, Cal?
Pretty good. What do I need those musicians for? Get out of the studio, you guys.
Yeah, okay. Can you just do me a quick favor and just throw me a, as I eat a California Blue Diamond almond.
Stop whining.
Yeah, can you do some little kitty bumps for
Todd
me?
Todd has a kitty. That is Armadillo. Oh, come on. No points for you. Is this real life?
That is. So you know what? Did I tell you that I, and listen to this. I just want you to hear this. Just really quick. Can you hear that, Cal? Can you hear me chewing?
I can hear you crunching on a blue diamond.
Okay, now here's the reason I'm bringing that up.
Okay.
I had someone in the accounting department tell me the other day that you're smacking in my ear. They called me up during lunchtime when I was eating. You're smacking in my ear. So I won't smack in everybody's ear. Okay. Bowling Green State University settled a hazing lawsuit. Oh, my gosh. I look back at things that we did as youth, and I just wonder, it's like, oh, my gosh, do we do things that we just shouldn't be doing? And this, I was never in a fraternity, and I'm not, it's not, this is not a rip on fraternities, because they do a lot of good things, but there's some things they do that are pretty crazy, and I'm glad I was never part of that. And apparently March 2021, this wonderful young man by the name of Stone Foltz, and I remember this, or Foltz, was in a fraternity, and part of the fraternity, which is Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity, he's 20-year-old sophomore, and he, in joining it, he had to apparently, there's these, what do you call it when you're joined, what's it called?
A hazing ritual?
You're a pledge.
Pledge, like your pledge or your, what do you call it?
It's like they call it rushing, rush week.
But anyway, stuff. Whatever it is.
Pledge week?
He had to drink, I mean, this is the allegation, okay? He had to drink how much bourbon?
Well, he had to drink copious amounts of alcohol, and the evidence in this case were that he had consumed 20 ounces of bourbon, a liter of bourbon.
That is a
over
lot.
The course, it was a liter of bourbon, not 20, a liter of bourbon over the course of about 20 minutes. So he downed that.
And he was out, and they brought him back to his apartment, some of the frat brothers.
Yep.
And he was laying there on the couch, and apparently about 30 minutes later, his roommate noticed there's something wrong here and called 911. But I know some of those frat individuals, frat boys, if I remember they're boys, were prosecuted criminally too, weren't they? But I don't remember what happened with that. Because I know that that occurred, or at least they were going to possibly prosecute them. But he passed away and died. And the largest settlement in the history of a hazing case was $2.9 million. This one supposedly said it. Bowling Green is in Ohio. And so the family's going to use it to do some great things, which is going to start. They have that I Am Stone Fultz Foundation and to stop hazing and abuse of alcohol. So what a great thing. Go ahead. You're going to say
yeah, well, there were five individuals prosecuted as a result. Three received jail sentences of up to 28 days, according to one report I'm reading here from the New York Times. Three received up to 28 days jail sentences, probably followed by probation after that. And then two others were sentenced just to a probationary period. Mm-hmm. And look, it was reckless behavior. It was that. I mean, I think that the big difference, even though somebody died, was clearly they did not have the intention to kill somebody. And, yeah, that's going to come up in a case we cover here in just a second about the gender reveal, similar elements, similar issues. But in this case here, those individuals in the criminal case received those sentences. But what we're talking about today is the civil case
that came as
a result of that, too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's the same as the gender reveal? As you reveal your gender while drinking bourbon? Is that what you're trying
to say? Well, just in the sense that the folks in the gender reveal are charged in California with under a similar statute that has a similar elements that those were charged with there, which is essentially involuntary manslaughter.
So what say you about that? Tell me while you were here. Just start
about what? About the gender reveal?
Yeah, gender reveal. Let's go ahead and go right into it.
Gender reveals have gone
out of control.
Crazy.
They're dumb.
So,
I'm sorry. Never liked them.
Cal, I'm with you. I'm not a gender reveal guy. My kids have done that, and I'm kind of like, okay. And, yeah.
Mine too, and I go, really? Come on. Just, do like I did. Man up and be surprised.
Actually, I have a granddaughter or son coming in the next couple of weeks. Congratulations.
Yeah, very
wonderful,
cool.
Wonderful daughter-in-law, and they do not know on purpose. They said, we're just going to be surprised.
Just waiting for the reveal. Well, so you remember back in late 2020, it was like September, October, from September to November, there was a huge fire in Southern California, San Bernardino County, referred to as the El Dorado Fire. And one of the hotshot jumping team, they come in, they come in and help put out the fire from Arizona. They came in, and one of the hotshot jumpers for fire suppression was killed in the fire. Well, it turns out that
killed from burning. It actually
killed from burning.
It overran them, and they couldn't get out.
And so it turns out that that fire that burned was 22,744 acres of land was started allegedly as a result of a gender reveal party held in a near a forested area where vegetation could catch fire.
It was like in a park. So let's say it's a park that's green. That's you know, a normal type of park.
It wasn't inside a house. Let's put it that
or
way.
Or out in the backyard or near. Yes, there was brown grass outside and around the park.
So they had this gender reveal, and as a result of the gender reveal, when the little smoke bomb goes off and says, I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, but when that smoke bomb goes off, well, that started a flame that kept growing and growing and turned into the El Dorado fire.
But what color were the ashes? Were they pink or blue, Todd? Come on.
I have no idea.
Oh, all right.
I don't know, but...
Well, wait for this, Cal. This is the best part.
As a result...
Great defense.
As a result of that, the two individuals, the prospective parents, if you will, have both been charged with involuntary manslaughter and other crimes, but the big one is involuntary manslaughter because of the death of individuals, specifically the hotshot jumper. And
you know, can I stop you there for a second? So it's I'm gonna read exactly. It's 22 misdemeanor counts of recklessly causing a fire to property of another, and 3 felony counts of recklessly causing a fire with great bodily injury. Just FYI, you brought that up. I wanted to
yep.
clarify.
And so at one point in time last year, they moved for the judge in the case when it was pending trial to dismiss. One or all of the counts, because this was an accident. It was a gender reveal. We didn't mean for this to happen. And then more recently, in the last week, they have moved again, and the court has refused to dismiss the charges for involuntary manslaughter, among those, against these people for this. And
so would that mean the court is, in effect, saying... You should have been able to anticipate your actions
no.
to cause this, or is that down the road?
No.
Just saying a jury's just supposed to decide.
Yeah, the court is saying, so in California and in several other jurisdictions, when you're charged with a felony case, before it goes to trial, you're entitled to a preliminary hearing. And the preliminary hearing is essentially the judge making a call on the same standard that an officer would need to make an arrest. Is there a probable cause that this thing could go to a jury? Is the evidence enough that it can go to a jury, or is this something that a court could just, you know, nip in the bud? And after the prelim, it was determined that there's enough for this to go to the jury. And then in subsequent challenges, that's pretty much all the judge is saying is this is a jury call. This is not a judicial call. You know, the elements for involuntary manslaughter are, well, you engaged in either a crime or a lawful act that was done with some sort of negligence, and that resulted in the death of another. But the definition for negligence in this context is a little bit different. Because negligence is they acted in a way that created a high risk of death or great bodily injury, and a reasonable person would have known that acting that way would have resulted in that. And that's going to be the key issue for the jury.
Right.
But I think the judge's ruling is saying, look, I can't say one way or another. You don't get me to gut this case. That's a jury issue, yep. not a judge issue.
And now, guess what? There's two very interesting facts we're going to bring up when we come back. We'll be back.
Now I have to lobby the legislature to make gender reveals illegal. Anyway, more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, where we are live. And we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my... Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is no fun.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So those of you gender revealers, take heart to the following. First of all, be very careful. Second of all, here's their defense. The one defense, number one, they're in a park. Supposedly it has green grass. It does have brown grass around it, you know, around the park. The device, the gender reveal device that's smoky, that's just doesn't make much, according to their arguments, not going to make much of a fuss, malfunctioned and blew up somehow, and that's what caused the fire. They didn't expect it to blow up. It's not supposed to make a big, huge, you know, splash that it did, and it malfunctioned and caused the fire. That's a great defense because there's like, number one, was it foreseeable that it would malfunction? No. Was it foreseeable that it would cause a fire? They're going to argue no. Again, the judge isn't deciding. He says let the jury decide. But for them, they've got a good argument. It's like we did what everybody else does. A lot of other people do is gender reveals. How many gender reveals are occurring in parks constantly? Do the police departments stop it? No, they don't. But you're right. If they can do something legally, but if they're negligent in how they do it, but then they're going to argue, wait a minute, it was a malfunction. So now maybe there's lawsuits going against this company that does the gender reveal. It's no different. Gender reveal makes the little popper things, but it's no different than a Fourth of July's. Do some of those Fourth of July fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, those little poppers where you pull the string like that?
Or, no, anything. That you've done it before also. It just also spins and blows up and stops or something.
Yeah.
It happens. So that's a good argument for them.
Yeah, the thing I think people need to understand in a criminal case, in order to get a dismissal in a criminal case before it goes to trial, and you know, even if the DA is objecting to it, to get a court to do that, you pretty much, and there are exceptions to every rule, so there's my disclaimer, but you pretty much have to have an uncontroverted affirmative defense, right? So an affirmative defense is something that if it was true, it negates your guilt. I'll give you an example. An alibi defense. Like, so say you had somebody said, I killed somebody, but I was not there, and it's uncontroverted that at the time of the murder in Los Angeles, I'm being charged for it, but I was in New York and had nothing to do with it. That would be an affirmative defense you could use to get rid of something. However, let's consider another affirmative defense, self-defense, right? Well, self-defense is an affirmative defense, but would it be enough to get rid of a case? Not if it was controverted. There's a fight between two people. One person dies, the other person is charged, and he says, I was defending myself. Okay, well, the jury's going to decide if you were truly defending yourself or if you went above and beyond, went beyond defending yourself. If they believe that you were defending yourself, then you're entitled to an acquittal. That's not something a judge would decide, even though it's an affirmative defense. So in this case here, Fred raises what I think are really good defenses and obviously things that they would want to argue. But from a dismissal standpoint, it doesn't rise to the level from these people of being enough that a judge could dismiss the case. I think the judge realizes this. Judge may look at the prosecutors and say, that's pretty strong evidence. I can't dismiss it, but you all might want to think about this, right, going forward, because that is very strong evidence for a defense. But it's still got to go to a trial.
And you know what, Todd, as you say that, people are like, well, so what? The judge can say, hint, hint, this is not a good case. But don't forget, the judge makes a lot of rulings on what the jury can and can't hear during the time period. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to find an expert, that is the defense, that specializes in these devices or fireworks, and that person's going to testify, you watch, this thing was defective. And to me, in California, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. That alone, you need one juror to be beyond a reasonable doubt, think that I think they're getting off. And what's the interesting thing we want to say about who these people are who are not in jail, by the way, and who are released? They're released. They're not being put in jail until they hear their case. The couple are on leave from their jobs, though, Todd, as
they are both correctional officers. At the time that they were placed on leave, correctional officers at the California Institution for Women in Chino, California.
Wow.
Wow, isn't that interesting? That's
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to follow this. This one's really interesting, and I'm going to follow this thing like crazy. Because I think they should get off. Well, that's me. Look, they're arguing. Sorry, one more final thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the prosecutors are arguing, look, it was a 103-degree day. They should have known better to set off a smoky device. Again, they even admit a smoke device, it's not a firework they're shooting off. It's a smoke, like a boo shows yellow smoke. I mean, orange, yellow smoke.
Blue or pink
smoke, right? But you know what? I think the prosecutor's got a tough road to hoe.
What's the next step, Fred? Do you think that this couple then could go up, if it was a safe and sane firework, you know, the kinds that are technically legal in California, do you think they could then, with a law firm like yours, for example, go after the manufacturer for the toil and trouble they've gone through of having to defend themselves for homicide charges?
It comes to damages. What were the damages?
Well, the legal fees for openers.
Yeah, but that's probably not very much right now. Not right now. But the answer is, what are the damages? If they end up doing jail time, yeah. If they end up, it affects their job, sure. If it affects their their life, you know, that now they can't go out. But I just don't see people going, oh, you're evil gender revealers. You know, it's like, I just don't see it. It's smoke, you know, it's in the middle of, it's a park. Come on, man. I don't know. It seems like there's almost something behind this. Why?
Well,
really? Why?
Well, the thing that I see with this here is
I'm missing it.
So you got 22,000 acres that were burned. A bunch of people lost homes. You got at least one life lost. And there are people that want justice. Who wants to be the DA in that county? Who wants to be the DA that says, look, I know all this stuff happened and we can trace it back to exactly the people who did it, but yeah, we're going to dismiss this to them. I don't want to prosecute this to them. I think the DA is in a tough spot. They can't dismiss it. We'll let the court decide. A DA under these facts would rather have, in my opinion, a jury acquit than to have it be on the DA to say, yeah, what, you know, I realize all this stuff happened, one of the largest fires in the state of California's history, and it was correctional officers that did this, but I don't want to be shown having bias or favoritism, even though they were correctional officers. I'm not going to dismiss this.
So the political angle is obviously in play, but the next thing is, in the state of California, if you start a wildfire, guess what? Technically, you're liable for the cost. So that, I don't know if the state is putting a little pressure on them as well, saying, look, let's max out their money and see what we can get in terms of helping recover firefighting costs. I mean, that, they do that.
I think that given the total loss in terms of cost, it was in the billions.
They couldn't touch it.
I doubt that there is any amount that you could ever get from these people if they work 24 hours a day for the rest of their natural lives that would even touch even a small percentage of the total loss.
Which goes to Fred's point. Then why are we going after this when it's obvious if they lose, all they're going to do is jail time, and they may not do that. I mean, yeah, if that, they're not going to be able to pay the suppression costs, certainly.
Because monetary compensation, recouping monetary amounts is very low on the list of reasons why they prosecute people.
Okay.
Prosecuting people for deterrence, crime deterrence and punishment, and that is higher on the list than restitution. And that's why they do it. And again, it gets back to the, look, I got a judge who said there was enough probable cause to take this thing to trial.
No,
I'm not going to be the DA that dismisses it in the face of that.
Right.
I might as well just retire as the DA if I did that.
I can see the campaign speech. And 22,000 acres, and he didn't even, you can see that now.
Well, here we go. All I got to say is, should gender reveal people be prosecuted? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. And you don't even have to get on the air. Just tell us, what do you think about the gender reveal people? Should they be prosecuted if they start a fire?
How would you like to be the child eventually born 20 years, as a teenager, 11 years after, Mom, Dad, when did you know whether I'd be a boy or a girl? Well, let me tell you.
why do my friends call me Smokey? I don't know.
All right, we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Alice Evans and Fantastic Four, Mr. Grufud's case going. He and his wife are getting divorced. Man, it's getting nasty.
This is Real Law Talk with Todd Kuhnert and Fred Penny, and the show will continue after we take this break and come back at 6 minutes after the hour on many great local radio stations and always live at RadioLawTalk.com.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.